for this.
I got one thing to say.
Wrestling podcast. Inside the ring. Outside the ring.
That I just happen to be the greatest wrestling machine alive.
It's all here.
What a mega matchup.
Universal Wrestling Podcast.
I like this kind of party, baby.
And now, here are your hosts. Alex Sacco.
Cha-ching.
And Nick Dieterding.
Episode of the Universal Wrestling Podcast. My name is Nick Dieterding, and my co-host, the great Alex Sacco, is here with me today. Sack Daddy, Sting debuted on TNT. Omega is headed to Impact Wrestling after winning the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. Brother, how's it been? How you doing?
You know, I just had the family down for Thanksgiving. It was a nice little quiet holiday, and, you know, not much, just still, you know, working and enjoying wrestling. You know, like you said, it's action-packed stuff going on right now.
Thanks for asking. Thanksgiving was good, too, my friend. We went to her father's house, and, I mean, we watched football, we ate, and then I watched the games, and then I found myself thinking, okay, well, I'm not making the playoffs in my fantasy league, so I drank some wine.
What?
I drank some beer.
What?
Yeah. How you doing in fantasy?
Doing all right. I'm still fighting one leg. I'm a number one seed, so I'm wrapped up. The other
must
one
must be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still fighting for a playoff spot.
Let's get into it, brother.
Crack open a cold one.
All right, brother, you know the deal. We drink beers, we talk about a wrestling topic, but I have a specific topic I want to talk about, so I'm going to surprise you and get into that. We're going to talk a little bit about Survivor Series as well, but before that, let's drink it in, man. I'm drinking a Black Mamba from the Lunacy Brewing Company. It is a barrel-aged blended imperial stout. Say that three times fast. It's 12% alcohol, and it's a blend of two different beers. Man, I love it. It's so good. I love Lunacy. I know you're drinking Lunacy today, brother. What is it?
Yeah, I'm drinking Lunacy C3PA, which is the 7% American IPA, and it's different, man. You know, it's something. It's a nice little curveball or changeup.
Exactly.
Something, you know, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm really enjoying, you know, giving me beers to try, and we're just, yeah, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, stop slurring your words.
7%, baby.
Yeah. But let's get started with the topic. We were watching Survivor Series, and something didn't click for me. I liked the Roman Reigns match with Drew. I thought that was really interesting. That was a really good match, but just something wasn't there for me. And I thought to myself, what would I do if I'm Vincent Kennedy McMahon? What would I do differently? And I'm thinking, you know what? One division, not Raw, not SmackDown, but one division. And you're going to ask yourself, you know, why? They're making money. They're on Fox. They're on USA. They're making bank. Well, you can still make bank, but also, you know, you can do have an enjoyable pay-per-view. And Survivor Series was not that type of pay-per-view for me. So what do you think, Sacco? Before I get into my thoughts, let me hear what you think.
It's interesting that you brought this up, because I was thinking not similar to you, but I was thinking as an overall Survivor Series needs to do something to shake it up. I mean, it's just lackluster. As far as you saying that, you know, no brand split, everybody on one show, my first thought that comes to mind is we already complain that people don't get enough pushes. I mean, people will not get pushes if we see the, you know, the top guys over and over again. But I'm interested to hear your reasoning.
Yeah, well, I understand that, you know, the people that are people like Lana, they're not going to get the chance. And, you know, that's okay, because I want to see decent storylines. And I don't think that's a great storyline. I don't want to see Nia putting her through a table 9 times. So what I'm looking for is decent storylines. There's not enough big stars. So you make one division, and that will help everything. That will help the writers focus more on fewer storylines, but making them better. And just think about it. It'll help the tag team division, right? Come on.
Absolutely.
Like you said, it would help the women's division.
Right.
And it will help the mid-card division, because there's so many mid-carders lost on SmackDown, lost on Raw. They don't know what to do, because what? They're only fighting for one title. And that's just, I don't know. I don't like it. I think they need to do more. And I think one division will make this happen. It'll help the writers focus on specific storylines instead of Garza handing out roses to women. I mean, come on. This isn't The Bachelorette. This is WWE. This is Monday Night Raw. And you got one of the best young up-and-coming superstars doing what? Handing out roses? I got one for you. And we're not sponsored by ESPN, but come on, man.
I mean, you're absolutely right, because the Survivor Series, like I said, has lost its terms. I mean, what is brand supremacy anyways?
Nothing. Just like my fantasy football league, nothing.
But let me just throw this out to you. So if you're watching Raw or SmackDown, we'll start with Friday nights.
Yes.
And you're seeing Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns. And you're like, all right, well, it's good. It's a good storyline, good writing. Then Monday comes around, you flip it on, and you're still seeing Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns. You think it's just, you know, a lot coming at you. You think it's a nice little break with the brand split.
No, I think that's the one thing that I don't have an answer to. I think you're right on. I think you hit the nail right on the head. You're just going to have to watch it and deal with it. But then again, I don't know. I enjoy it, you know, and if it's good storylines, wouldn't you invest your time? I mean, let's be frank. There's 3 hours of Monday Night Raw, and I'm not going to lie to you. I don't watch every, you know, minute of Monday Night Raw. I flip back and forth to Monday Night Football, and then, you know, whatever is on the Food Network, or, you know, something like that.
Right. I 100%.
But I just can't do it. So if it's really good storylines, then I will focus on Monday and Friday, because, you know, I'm obsessed. But I'm not going to put all my time and effort into Garza handing roses to, you know, women that it doesn't make sense to me.
You're right. I mean, and then you got Lana going through a table. That makes zero sense. You're right. There is people getting screen time right now that really is zero interest at all. You're like, what am I watching? On the other hand, you got like the Randy Orton's and the Fiend. That's going to be a good storyline, you know?
Yes.
But if they combined everything, I'm just, you know, playing devil's advocate here. Not that I totally disagree with you. But that's more of a workload for the wrestlers. Not that they're doing house shows anyways right now. So. Yeah.
Well, this is all the things you got to think about. And this is the reason, one of the probably main reasons why it isn't a one division. It's, you know, it's divided, because the travel is going to be absolutely horrible, man. I get it. But if you want to put asses in virtual seats and you want to, you know, make more money, because, you know, AEW is kicking ass. I brought it up in the beginning portion of the episode. But
all right.
Look at Alexander. Cedric Alexander is a perfect example. They couldn't do anything with him on SmackDown. So what do? They moved them to Raw. Moving someone to a different night in a different network doesn't help them. Instead of moving superstars from one division, make it one. It will help the writers. It will help the superstars. And it will bring back wrestling that I want to see. So many legendary wrestlers are watching this thinking to themselves, what the hell happened to the industry? I mean, you're seeing so many things that is just you wouldn't see back in the day. And back in the day for us is what, you know, 1990, but still, that was the best era of wrestling. And I don't know. I'd rather see Stone Cold drink a few beers instead of, you know, Garza handing out roses. I mean, we could go on and on and on. Look at Ricochet. What are they doing with Ricochet?
Oh, you're absolutely, you know, right about Ricochet.
I want to see more.
And Shinsuke, too.
Let's get to the divisions. Don't you want to see more of Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch, Charlotte? I mean, Naomi has all the talents. I just, I don't know what they're doing with her. And I'll even throw in Peyton Royce. I mean, one division will help them. Tag team titles, I don't know. I guess if it's a bigger division, it'll be easier. But I just don't see where that's, you know, going right now with Nia and Shayna.
Right. I think if you combined the one division, it would definitely help the women's division a lot more than the men's division, in my opinion. I don't want to, you know, pick my words carefully here.
Oh, just say it.
Good woman, like relatively woman that I want to watch in the ring on those shows right now. Like you bring up Lana. Lana can't wrestle a lick.
No. And it's not even entertaining. And they've been pushing her for, I don't know, 2020. It's been a rough year because Lana's had the spotlight. I mean, the wedding with Lashley, the whole tables thing. The documentary was really cool. I get it. I understand it. I think that, you know, she is a good personality to have, but she should not take up the spotlight. That should be, you know, the top of the top. And I could see, you know, when Charlotte comes back and Becky, but Naomi, what are they doing with her? She should be on top right now going one-on-one with Belair. Imagine that. That's a WrestleMania match right there. And they just, I don't know what they do with them. I don't see where they're going and I don't understand it, to be honest.
Yeah, Naomi, you bring up a good point. She's like awfully like, you know, injured often, man. She's something's always wrong with her. And
I think that's an excuse. I don't think she's injured that much.
But you're right. Could be. But as far as Bianca goes, I'm interested to see where this feud with Bayley goes. I think this brings her to the next level.
Yeah. Yep. But absolutely. And we'll speaking of next level, let's get to the next level segment.
They're going to get their monkey asses whooped tonight.
Wrestling News of the Week.
All right. Let's get on with the first topic here. This is a juicy, hot off the press kind of news. Sting made his debut with AEW on Dynamite in his first appearance on TNT broadcast since his final appearance on WCW Nitro in 2001. Sting saved Cody, Dustin, Darby Allin, and Arn Anderson from attack by Team Taz. It was also announced that Sting has signed a multi-year contract with AEW. Let's listen to the audio of Sting's debut. What do you think?
Yeah, I was definitely not as excited as you were because the hitters in the WWE always like to come out. Well, WWE just rinse and repeat. Let's bring back the old people, you know, the old people like Goldberg, Sting, or whatever. And it gets old after a while. I think AEW was doing all right. I don't know why they brought him back, but this definitely brings up, in my mind, I thought Undertaker was done already. This definitely means Undertaker's not coming back to the ring anymore because Sting wanted to face the Undertaker, and that's probably why he left the WWE, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the last time we saw Sting was the Buckle Bomb that, you know, retired him from Seth Rollins. And I just know that WWE is very, you know, political. All the fine print has to be reviewed. And it just seemed like the doctors said no to Sting. And I think he left for a good reason. I think he still had something left in him. And if he's just a manager or if he does, you know, if he takes little bumps, then I'm okay with that. Obviously, you can ignore the doctor's orders and you could do whatever the hell you want. I mean, look what Stone Cold did for 5 years. You think he was able to wrestle with two braces on his knees? You know, that the doctors, it's just an opinion. It's an expert opinion, but you don't have to listen to it. I mean, look at Taker. He shouldn't have wrestled in Saudi Arabia against Goldberg. And, you know, they did. So it happens. I love it. I would love to see him appear more, maybe regularly on the broadcast. It is groundbreaking news, and it really helped them with the ratings. They almost hit 1 million, so that's impressive. And I think NXT was like 600,000, you know, so it did help.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, it is good for the wrestling world, but I just wasn't as hyped as everybody else was. I mean, it's Sting. And he's what, 58 years old?
Close hold on, hold on. It's Sting! That's how you're supposed to say it. It's
Sting! I mean, you're right. You probably made up a good point with the doctors and the WWE. WWE said, listen, you're not wrestling our ring anytime soon.
This is CNN.
You saw it coming. I mean, he was leaving the WWE. I didn't see him come join AEW, but they took down his merchandise on WWEshop.com right before he debuted. Wow.
That's breaking news from the co-host, Alex Sacco.
Right before he debuted, the merchandise was taken down on WWEshop.com. So there was definitely a little bad blood there. Like I said, if The Undertaker was willing to wrestle and Sting was willing to wrestle, I don't know why they didn't make that match.
I don't know if it was bad blood or just smart marketing. I mean, you don't want to sell someone else's items. You know, they did that with Chris Jericho. Why would you sell, you know, a Y2J shirt if he's on the other, you know, if he's the competitor? So he's a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, Sting is a Hall of Famer.
Okay, yeah. So I think they respect him. I mean, it looks like WWE is bringing back people slowly but surely. I think I saw Finley last week on Friday Night SmackDown. Finley. I think I saw Briscoe too. I don't know if it's just because of the Pat Patterson thing, but like I said in the beginning, small bumps I'm okay with. Manager I'm okay with. If they're going to do one more match, then, you know, I'll be there to watch it. So Sting comes back, one and done, I'm okay with. It helped the ratings. It kicked ass. The future is bright for AEW. Let's end it here, and then we'll go to the next topic. What are your last
words,
WWE John Cena fan?
We did shit on Survivor Series, but my favorite Survivor Series is when Sting debuted and helped Dom Ziggler win that match versus the Authority. It was a pretty epic moment when he just pointed the baseball bat. And, you know, you're a big boy Dolph fan, bro. You're a Dolph homeboy. That's all I wanted to say, because we shitted on Survivor Series, but Sting was part of one of the best Survivor Series in recent history.
Yes. From the WWE fan, the last thing he had to say was something about the WWE. Let's get on with the next topic. We're just going to go right into the audio. This pumped me up, baby. Let's go.
And now Omega, the challenger, has an opportunity to do something no one in AEW has done. Defeat John
Moxley. One-winged angel.
One-winged angel. Shoulders are down.
New champion.
With the winner microphone. Of this match.
And new All Elite Wrestling World Champion.
Kenny Omega defeated Jon Moxley on the December 2nd edition of AEW Dynamite with a little help from his friend, Don Callis.
What a no-good bastard.
Kenny, Don. Yeah,
Kenny Omega's Kenny, right there with us.
Okay, guys. Sir, what did you just do? What's going on? What the hell's going on here?
You'll find out this Tuesday night.
Tuesday? Dynamite's on Wednesday.
This Tuesday, Impact Wrestling on Access TV. Me and Kenny will tell you all about it, Marvin. What the hell? We've just been jobbed.
This is huge news. I mean, AEW and Impact Wrestling are working together. I mean, it's incredible. In my time, I've never seen anything like this. The only time we've seen something like this is when Vince bought WCW and sent Shane over there for one or two episodes, and then it was over. We've never seen something like this. I mean, we've seen AEW working with New Japan Pro Wrestling, I think, and we could start, if you want to start with Omega winning and beating your boy Jon Moxley and then going into, you know, keep it going. You know how to do it. You're the co-host.
My boy, Jon Moxley.
Yeah, he was your number one, whatever that was, well, what we did a few weeks ago.
Yeah, number one moment. You're right.
Number one moment, yeah. Go ahead. What do you think? I mean, biggest WWE fan, let's hear your thoughts on AEW.
Let me start off by saying that was the most anticlimactic championship call I ever seen in my life. I mean,
and I think it was done on purpose. I think they wanted to show that, you know, Callis and Omega were in cahoots.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know that I've been telling you that Omega has been underused. What's he doing? Like, I think he was kind of flying under the radar, and now he's got his moment. But my real question was, is it too soon to take it off Moxley? I mean, I know he's having a baby just announced, but she's not due until, I don't know, down the line. And it has to do with more impact, by, you know, promote impact, obviously. But I'm all for Kenny Omega. He deserves it. Moxley had a good run. He was unbeaten, obviously.
That's the smartest thing you've said all episode. I'm serious. Omega is the star of AEW. Forget about Cody. Forget about Dustin. Forget about Moxley. Forget about anyone. Omega is AEW. It was time for him to become the champion. For the pure fans, they want to see their guy. They don't want to see a WWE superstar or former WWE superstar win the title like they did with Jericho and Moxley. They want to see their guy. Let's get on with where Omega's going. He's going to Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you because WWE has, you know, their three brands, SmackDown, Raw, and the NXT. They spread it out. AEW, it benefits them because they're like, all right, we only have one show. If we team up with the competition here, we can get two nights of our wrestlers and, you know, Kenny Omega's on both shows whenever. What is Impact on Tuesdays?
Tuesdays, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we get our star on TV, the two, you know, work with Impact, and we get our star on TV on two shows. It's a win-win situation for AEW. I don't see how they can lose in this opportunity.
It was just a really good night for wrestling fans, pro wrestling fans, and I don't know. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, as, like he called me, the biggest WWE fan, or whatever you want to call me, when Kenny Omega came a free agent, I wanted him so bad in the WWE, but I knew it was a long shot.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him because I'm a big Kenny guy, and hopefully we do see a run in the WWE, and, you know, I don't know if we'll ever see it, but I do hope we do see it.
I don't think we will, but that's another time and another place. Yeah. Let's get on with the next topic.
Entertain the idea.
Something's got to give here. Oh,
all right, Zach Daddy. Oh, the idea to entertain this week is future opponents for Edge. About 4 or 5 months ago, Edge revealed a short list of names of people he hoped to face in the future, including people like Ricochet, Rollins, AJ Styles, Cesaro, Nakamura, Matt Riddle.
Yeah, some names definitely pop out to what he said, but I got somebody that I'm going to throw out to you. If I was going to be coming back and booking Edge, there's one guy that comes to my mind that I immediately thought of when we thought about this segment, and that's Adam Cole. I just don't know. They would like mesh together in the ring. I mean, Adam Cole's in, you know, needs a big-time match. He needs to come up to the main roster. He needs a big-time match. I think this is a good starting point for Adam Cole in the main roster. If Edge comes back and wants to fight Adam Cole or vice versa, I think it would do good for Adam Cole's career.
Yeah. I mean, the obvious one for me, I'm a huge Daniel Bryan fan. I would love to see that. I think everything about that match would be cool because their techniques are totally different, and I just feel like that would be such a good match. I mean, I could see something like that at WrestleMania.
Absolutely. Daniel Bryan was definitely on my list. I wrote three superstars down, and Daniel Bryan actually was on my list. I mean, like you said, that is a WrestleMania main event worthy match. Their styles in the ring. I mean, we saw this past WrestleMania with Randy Orton, and Daniel Bryan's probably a notch above Randy Orton. And
Edge
put on a hell of a fight with Randy Orton. So that would be a hell of a match. And my third superstar I have, similar to Daniel Bryan, is Seth Rollins, who can carry a match, whose in-ring ability is crazy.
Absolutely. And you know what I like about this too? It's people that he wants to face and people that he can help. He can give them the so-called rub. That is best for business because you see it all the time. Legends come back and they don't give that rub. Edge giving the rub to Ricochet, Cesaro, Nakamura. I mean, even Matt Riddle. I feel like that is something that is cool to see. And more respect goes out to Edge because of this list, you know?
Absolutely. He's not selfish at all. He's not coming back and, you know, give me a title reign. Let me go against somebody that doesn't need it. All the superstars need them, you know, like you said, the rub to start their career, get their career going, especially Nakamura, who, you know, needs something.
I mean, let's just go back to Adam Cole. His last great match that we saw was with Pat McAfee. Just imagine if he goes one-on-one with a Hall of Famer like Edge. I mean, he's going to tear down the house. I don't know when Edge is going to come back, but when he does, Adam Cole, Daniel Bryan, Matt Riddle, these are the guys I want to see.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, when he comes back, we're gonna get to the end to his Orton feud. Because
yeah, I hope.
Yeah, because that was really good. But when that passes and he still, you know, obviously he still needs opponents and he's still under contract. I mean, you can't go wrong with any of the people we said or he said. I'd be glued to my TV, whoever he faces.
What about this? If they justified Goldberg winning the title, I think they could do that for Edge.
Exactly. I mean, coming from somebody that wanted to put the title on Cena for one last time, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you that you're going to want to put it on Edge for one time. Because like you said, they put it on freaking Goldberg.
Yeah.
And Edge still has that fire on the microphone. His promos are still there. He would be an interesting champ, and he would also be an interesting transitional champ to put somebody over and kickstart their career. And I like it. I do. I would enjoy that.
But I would just love to see him maybe even go one more time, one-on-one with Jeff Hardy. I mean, that would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Jeff Hardy is another one that I would like to see and, you know, bring back the times of, you know, the Christian and Edge versus the Hardy Boys. They put on great matches back in the day.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like you said, I don't think there's not anybody in that locker room or roster in the WWE that you could put in the ring with Edge and you'd be disappointed. I mean, he can work with anybody. He's great in the ring. He's great on the mic. And I'm just happy that he mentioned guys, like you said, that need Rob. And I respect him more for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the last person that comes off, you know, that comes to my mind is Bray Wyatt. I mean, that would be freaking awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like, The Fiend's another one, or Bray Wyatt. You can see he's getting into a feud with Randy Orton, and I can picture Edge doing the same thing. I mean, you can't go wrong. All said and done, you can put him in a match for somebody, and we'd be happy. We'll be talking about it on the Universal Wrestling Podcast. We wouldn't be complaining.
Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of the Universal Wrestling Podcast. The next episode is going to be our holiday special, one of our biggest episodes yet, with a very special guest. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the UW Pod and Instagram at UW Podcast. Peace, 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 peace.
Yeah, baby.
And here it comes.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Universal Wrestling Podcast. Check us out on the web at uwpod.com.
You got mail.
Or send us an email.
We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
info@uwpod.com. Universal Wrestling Podcast.
Nobody does it better.